You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in the United States. Dr. Fauci has forged a reputation as a public servant willing to contradict his President Donald Trump, and speaking to US Congress, Dr. Fauci warned of the possibility of a so-called second wave of COVID-19.
My concern is that if states or cities or regions, in their attempt, understandable, to get back to some form of normality, disregard to a greater or lesser degree the checkpoints that we put in our guidelines about when it is safe to proceed in pulling back on mitigation. Because I feel if that occurs, there is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control, which in fact, paradoxically, will set you back.
Dr. Fauci was speaking during a Senate committee hearing. During the hearing, he was asked by Senator Bernie Sanders whether the COVID-19 death toll could, in fact, be higher than the approximately 80,000 officially reported.
Most of us feel that the number of deaths are likely higher than that number because given the situation, particularly in New York City, when they were really strapped with a very serious challenge to their healthcare system, that there may have been people who died at home who did have COVID, who were not counted as COVID because they never really got to the hospital.
As Dr. Fauci explained, New York has been terribly hit by COVID-19, but the state is now being confronted with a new problem. It is now examining about 100 cases where children have been diagnosed with an inflammatory syndrome linked to coronavirus. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo explains.
We thought initially that it didn't affect children. We're now dealing with an issue that's very disturbing. We have about 100 cases of an inflammatory disease in young children that seems to be created by the COVID virus. And this is something that is just starting, and New York is leading the investigation of this situation.
Much of the US remains in lockdown, with thousands of new cases being reported each day. Nevertheless, President Donald Trump is urging people to return to work, as more than 30 million people are unemployed across the country. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner agreed there are risks to reopening too early.
There's risk to anything, but you know, the president, you know, carries the burden of the 30 million Americans who have lost their jobs due to this. Due to this historic effort to save lives. And I think we've all come together. We've saved a lot of lives by our collective action. The country's really stepped up. It's been absolutely incredible. But with that being said, I think that now on the medical side, we're focused on how do we get to a vaccine, ramping up testing, making sure we have hospital capacity, making sure we have PPE.
Fears of a second wave have been realized in Lebanon, although its level of previous containment makes the figures small by comparison. Lebanon has a population of just over 5 million and had recorded only 870 infections and 26 deaths so far. During a phased relaxation of a lockdown late last month, daily new infections were in the single digits. But cases have since risen again, forcing authorities to reinstate a national lockdown for another 4 days. Lebanon's Information Minister Manal Abdel Samad says people must stay at home.
In addition, we want to ensure that citizens should stay home and not leave except in extreme need. Gatherings are banned in private and public areas. The Minister of Interior will take necessary measures to implement these decisions.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced his government will spend about $400 billion on a series of relief measures to help bolster its economy. India is in its sixth week of lockdown, which is compromising its already weak economy, with unemployment reaching 24.7% this week. More than 70,000 cases and more than 2,000 deaths have been recorded there. Prime Minister Modi explained that on May the 18th, a new phase of lockdown will begin without delving into the details of the funding package.
We will wear masks, stay 18 square feet away from each other, but we will not let our goals get away from us. This is why the fourth leg of the lockdown, Lockdown 4, will be of a new kind and have new rules.
The death toll in the United Kingdom is now nearly 33,000, and there are reports a more accurate figure is closer to 40,000, which would be the highest in Europe and second only to the US. The National Health Service's Medical Director, Professor Stephen Powis, says that the introduction of social distancing measures in March helps slow down the rate of infection and death, therefore avoiding the worst-case scenario.
On the question around the predicted number of deaths, in fact, the original reasonable worst-case scenario that was produced by SAGE predicted around 500,000 deaths, so a very large number of deaths. That were likely to occur if no action was taken to try and control the spread of the virus. So the fact that the social distancing measures were introduced in March has meant that the peak that we saw in April is many, many thousands of deaths below that original reasonable worst-case scenario.
While in Russia, which is also sending people back to work despite escalating numbers of cases, one of President Vladimir Putin's senior aides has tested positive to the virus. Dmitry Peskov is being treated in hospital 2 weeks after he was at a meeting with Mr. Putin. It's unclear whether the meeting took place in person or online. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Connellan, SBS News.